Welcome to Story Share, a podcast from interviewgirl.com that brings you inspiring stories and advice each week. Today is an episode from interviewgirl.com's Life Lessons series. Today's lesson is that time is our greatest gift. How you spend your time determines how you live your life. Everyone on Earth has 86,400 seconds each day. In First Thing Every Morning, Lewis Timberlake expounds that time carries over no balances and allows no overdrafts. You can't hoard it, save it, store it, loan it, or invest it. You can only use it. Time. To produce greatness in anything, someone must invest time in their endeavor. The earlier you start something, the better the outcome will be. If you start saving for retirement in your 20s compared to your 50s, you'll amass more money. The earlier a child learns a language, learns to play an instrument, or begins a sport, the easier it is for the child to pick up that language, instrument, or sport. Time, unequivocally, is the most dignified gift to all of us. Muhammad Yunus's story portrays how time is one's greatest asset. Yunus's story exposes how even with the most outstanding idea, time is needed in order for an idea to catch on and spread. Muhammad Yunus is a social entrepreneur. Yunus is credited with spreading the idea of microcredit as a strategy to overcome poverty. He challenged banking theory by showing how to systematically extend collateral-free loans on a cost-effective basis to poor villages. Yunus did this on a scale that garnered worldwide attention. The Grameen Bank has 7.1 million borrowers throughout 77,000 villages. Keeping track of delivering and recovering all those loans is quite a job. Grameen Bank did not amass millions of borrowers overnight. It took time for Grameen Bank to become a success. It took almost a decade just for the basics in the Grameen Bank system to come into place. As David Bornstein writes, there were plenty of missteps and corrections along the way. Microcredit as a strategy has been revolutionary in mechanisms introduced to overcome poverty. Yunus's Grameen Bank grew to be a success story, but he invested a lot of time in his ideas before he or the world saw them come to fruition. Muhammad Yunus's story is particularly motivating given the Interview Girl Foundation's desires to eliminate miseries that exist in the world, such as poverty. The Interview Girl Foundation invests in programs that aid social entrepreneurs themselves, and more importantly, in programs that bring social entrepreneurs from around the globe into contact with one another. C-Squared, committed collaboration. Muhammad Yunus and his Grameen Bank idea teach us that indeed, time is our greatest gift. Here are six terrific truths about time. First, nobody can manage time. But you can manage those things that take up your time. Second, time is expensive. As a matter of fact, 80% of our day is spent on those things or those people that only bring us 2% of our results. Third, time is perishable. It cannot be saved for later use. Fourth, time is measurable. Everybody has the same amount of time, pauper or king. It is not how much time you have, it's how much you use. Fifth, time is irreplaceable. We never make back time once it is gone. Sixth, time is a priority. You have enough time for anything in the world, so long as it ranks high enough among your priorities. We encourage you to check out some resources that will help you to better use your time. We recommend Eric Fisher's podcast, Beyond the To-Do List. We recommend Mike Vardy's podcast, Productivityist. Check out the website mindtools.com. Check out an article by Daniel McGinn on being more productive in the Harvard Business Review. All these links are included in our show notes. Please go to interviewgirl.com. Today's Story Share Life Lessons series episode was about how time is our greatest gift. We are ending this episode with reflection questions because remember, it is with our questions that we can begin to change the world. Today, we leave you with our question quest. How are you using your time? What can you do differently with your time? Time is indeed our greatest gift. Respect your precious time. Thank you for being part of another episode of Story Share, the podcast from interviewgirl.com that brings you inspiring stories and advice each week.